Welcome everyone back to the Boys of Winter podcast, episode 3. I'm Owen Krepps, joined by my co-host
Levi Hutchison.
And the NHL offseason happened, but we did not have this podcast by then, so we have a lot of stuff to talk about today. But first, we're going to address some other things. The current RFA market is kind of the elephant in the room. So we're gonna start with that. Zach Werenski did sign.
Yes,
but
he did.
There's still a lot of names out there.
Mitch Marner.
Most notably Mitch Marner.
Brayden Point.
Patrick Laine.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about Patrick Laine.
So what's going on?
Not much. It just depresses me. I want Patrick Laine to stay in Winnipeg. I don't want him getting traded. He's my favorite Winnipeg Jet, and he's one of my favorite non-Penguins. I just really hope he can get a deal done in Winnipeg.
And they say that the RFA market is being held up by Mitch Marner, and he's supposed to set the price and what the ideal deal should look like. But there is 19 names still unsigned right now as of the 10th, and some of these are not Mitch Marner level. I mean, Brendan Lemieux, Anthony DeAngelo, Kevin Fiala, Julius Honka, Pavel Zacha.
I think Zacha just signed with the KHL.
That's been rumored. I don't think it's...
It's not been confirmed.
Okay, I don't know if... Yeah. And, like, Andrew Magenpine, he played, like... These are not Mitch Marner-level guys. Some of these guys need to just shut up and take their money, in my opinion, at least. But there are some big names out there, obviously. Especially, like, there's... On both ends, there's... Ivan Provorov, Charlie McAvoy for defenseman, Brandon Carlo as well. And then you obviously have your big guys up front with Rantanen, Connor Laine, Tkachuk, Point, and then Marner. There's a lot of names out there.
Yeah, the Jets, they have Kyle Connor and Patrick Laine they have to worry about, and they probably only have enough cap space to sign one of them. And so what you do is you trade one of your other guys. You can't allow two of your best
other
young
guys
players.
As in someone on your current roster.
Yeah, you can't just allow two of your greatest young players walk.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I also think I've seen like people overreacting saying they should trade like Wheeler and like everyone. You can't blow up this roster there, even though they're not everyone had them to go to the final and win the cup a couple years ago. Well, last year, including myself, but I still think they have a great core. Even though they lost Trouba, they're going to be fine, especially if they get these guys locked up. So don't blow up this roster is what I'm saying. I think Laine will take a bridge deal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the best thing to do, but as of right now, it's probably the only thing you can do if you want to get both these guys locked up. Connor's probably going to sign long term.
Yeah.
But I think he'll be the first one to sign if Patrick Laine doesn't get traded. That has been rumored. Like that, I'm one that hates like this RFA talk where everyone's getting offer sheeted and everyone's getting traded, but I can see a Patrick Laine trade happening.
Nope, I
can
maybe,
see it happen.
Yeah, I don't want it to happen though. Please don't happen.
Don't
trade Laine.
Yeah, absolutely too. I think he was better than Matthews in his first season. I was wrong about the second season, but I still think he has a lot of potential. He could sign for $10.5 million. He could sign for $5 million for 2 years.
Well, he might sign like a 1 or 2 year deal just for the fact that he needs to
prove himself.
Yeah, he needs to prove that those first two seasons were the normal and not last year. And so that's why he'll take a smaller deal, I'm sure.
$7 million. Another name that I thought was gonna get done like immediately is Matthew Tkachuk.
Yeah.
Apparently they were close like before July 1st, and now they're super far off.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard you say, but also Brock Besser.
Yeah, Brock Besser is a name that is a little far off because they do not have cap space in Vancouver. They only have like $5 million, and they're not going to sign Besser for that.
Yeah,
so they have to move someone out. The Tyler Myers deal already looks bad.
Yeah, these teams need to better prepare themselves for these restricted free agents.
Yeah, Vancouver currently has $4 million. A little bit over $4 million in cash.
Yeah, they're going to need is that Louis Erickson contract? Or no, they traded. It's the Lucic contract.
No, they did not trade.
Oh, what was that deal? It was
Lucic
for Neil. Yeah,
it was rumored to be Lucic for Erickson.
Yeah, and then it never happened because who in their right mind would take Louis Erickson?
Yeah.
So they're still being killed by that contract.
Well, the Canucks would.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, the Besser, I think, is probably the farthest off from, well, aside from Marner. I think that there needs to be a trade for in Winnipeg to get both of those names and a trade in Vancouver. I don't see what the deal is with, like, Brandon Carlo and Charlie McAvoy. Boston has a bunch of cap space. Why aren't they signing these guys? Mm-hmm. Especially because Zdeno Chara is hurt now. And if they lose, if they don't, for the start of the season, if they don't have Chara, McAvoy, and Carlo, that is half of their defense.
Yeah.
And if I was their GM, I would be signing these guys no matter what.
Something else we should definitely talk about. I just saw a tweet on it how great the UFA market is going to be next year, and that includes guys like Torrey Krug on the Bruins. Yeah. And so if the Penguins aren't able to sign Galchenyuk or Schultz,
that'd be nice.
They could throw their money at guys like Torrey Krug.
Yeah, there always is the talk about how, oh, this UFA class is going to be so great. But then we see so many extensions, like Nicholas Backstrom and Braden Holtby are UFAs next year. They're both not going to be there.
Maybe.
Holtby is making a good amount of cash now. I don't think he's going to get that much of a raise. Hopefully for the Capitals, but I don't know. That's a topic for another day. But yeah. The current RFA market now is sketchy, especially looking for like other teams in the future. Like we have a name out there, Marcus Pettersson. He still needs to be signed.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to make the most money on this list, but still. We might have to move out a contract to do so.
Yeah, Roman Josi and Pietrangelo from the Blues are also UFAs next year.
That's, yeah.
So those are the other big names. I mean, Roman Josi, I can't see the Predators letting him go. But.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to talk about Seattle now.
Yeah, Seattle. I plan to go through all 32 teams, 32 now, over these next two episodes and what they did this offseason. But I want to start with the newest team being Seattle. So... we're going to go over additions, subtractions, other moves, and key RFAs for every team. But Seattle doesn't have any RFAs, but they do have some additions. Ron Francis, he's mm-hmm. not going to play for him, but he's going to be their general manager. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Especially former Penguin. He's apparently a great guy, if you've ever met him. I've never met him, but...
Yeah, he also did a great job in Carolina.
Yeah.
With being their general manager.
Yeah, and also, like, ticket sales has been, I think it was, like, 400%. Like, it was, like, the first day.
Oh, yeah,
they
for
were
sure.
selling out, which is great for them and their fans. They don't have a name yet. We're going to go over some of our potential names, but they also don't have a coach. And it doesn't look like, as of now, the expansion draft is going to change much from how it was in Vegas.
Mm-hmm, which means Seattle will be a killer their first
year.
But
that doesn't mean that... the general managers haven't learned anything.
Yes.
I don't think they're going to be giving out free players like Florida did.
Marchessault,
Riley Smith,
William Karlsson from the Blue Jackets.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be as good as Vegas. I'm just going to come out and say it now. I don't think they're going to make the Stanley Cup final in their first year, but
which I think is fine. I think with Vegas, it was kind of important that their first year team was good because Vegas is not, you know, a traditional sport market.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying it was all a big conspiracy, but I think it worked out great that Vegas was good their first year because now I think Golden Knights fans are really nice or like great, and I think Seattle, even if their team goes 0-82, I still think Seattle fans are going to be loyal.
Yeah, I think they'll have a good market.
It's just a different market than Vegas.
Yeah, they've had experience. I believe Vegas was the first ever Big Four sports team at the time.
Yeah. In Vegas.
Yeah.
And now they're about to get the Raiders.
And now they have But Seattle, they've obviously have experience with the Seahawks and.
Yeah.
And the Metropolitans.
Yeah, they've had a hockey team.
Going into our discussion for our names, what's your ideal name?
I really think there's a good possibility they could be the Seattle Steelheads.
Steelheads.
It's like fish or something. I've heard a lot of rumors on that. The Seattle Kraken has been...
That's my favorite.
That would be super cool.
Choice. It's awesome.
Yeah. But
it's like the Toronto Raptors, a super over-the-top name. It probably will have a stupid-looking logo, but...
I've seen a lot of cool mock logos with the Kraken, the Space Needle, and then there's a tentacle wrapped around it in the shape of an S. It's like really sweet, but I don't know if they're gonna go with that.
They're gonna be green and blue, probably.
That's what I would think because of the whole Seattle, the Seahawks and Mariners. But I've seen their social media team using a salmon and like turquoise, which would be very interesting. I wouldn't mind seeing a new color scheme. And also, you don't want the same colors as your number one rival, the Canucks. Yeah. Like, their number one rival right out of the gate will be the Vancouver Canucks. And so I don't know if you want the same colors as them. And so if I go on their Twitter account right now, I think they're still going with the color scheme of their, like, overall interface. They have – it's pretty much like that salmon black and white. I'm not seeing much of that turquoise anymore, but it's all over the place. I think they're doing a great job of not really giving anything away. And I think I actually heard that they're going to be announcing the name at All-Star Weekend.
Okay, yeah, that confuses me, though. Why don't they announce a GM and they don't have a name yet? Like, you go on their website, it's NHL Seattle. Just announce a name already. But, yeah, they probably need a big venue to do that.
Yeah.
All-Star Game will be that.
Yeah, their website interface is that salmon color and the light blue turquoise. Mm-hmm. But on their Twitter, it's black, white, and that salmon color. So I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, I think I have heard that they're slated to announce their name. I don't know if anything else at the All-Star Weekend in St. Louis. I think it's at – is that St. Louis next year, the All-Star game?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is. And so I think they're going to announce it there.
Well, that'll be certainly interesting. Obviously, Jack Johnson will be named the captain of them when he eventually gets traded there.
And what's your predictions?
For Seattle?
Yeah.
They're not making a Stanley Cup final. I don't even think they're making
it. I mean, like, your prediction on their name.
Oh, the name. I want it to be Kraken. I think it's going to be something stupid. It'll probably be, like, the Evergreens. That's my prediction.
The Seattle Emeralds, I've heard.
That'd be okay.
Yeah, it's okay. The Seattle Totems.
Emerald City, yeah.
I've heard of the Totems.
Totems is interesting. I like the Seattle. What's their Thunderbirds? That's their junior team.
Yeah, so they'd have to steal that name from them.
Steal that name. That's a cool name.
Yeah, it's solid. There's just so many different names I've heard, and like the Seattle Salmon, I've heard. Yeah,
that'd be stupid.
Yeah, I think the Steelheads is okay. Like, if you have to pick a name that's related to fish, that's not bad.
Yeah.
I think it might even be the Seattle Steelhead. Like, there's no plural.
Hmm.
I've heard that too.
So there's only one person on that team, being Jack Johnson.
Yeah, exactly, and they'll win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah. So moving on, we're gonna do the Eastern Conference teams and their additions and subtractions this offseason, and starting off, we're going to go by cap space. I made this list before the Werenski signing, but I still believe that Columbus is still at the bottom for cap space in the East. But starting off with the team that is currently over the cap, sort of not really, because they have two LTIR contracts with Horton and now David Clarkson for some reason, the Toronto Maple Leafs. Their additions are Cody, CeCe, Jason Spezza, Alex Kerfoot, and Tyson Barrie. They lost Patrick Marleau pretty much for nothing.
Yeah.
Garrett Sparks, pretty much for nothing. Nikita Zaitsev, that's good for them.
Yeah, we're able to get CeCe.
Along with Connor Brown, Jake Gardner just signed in Carolina.
And we're going to talk about that.
And probably, sir, I would have to say their biggest loss is Nazem Kadri.
Yeah. But Alex Kerfoot is a good.
He's a solid. He'll be a solid third line center. And then there are others that they did this offseason is they extended Kapanen and Johnson. And then they got David Clarkson for some
big trade.
I do not understand how that works at all. But apparently it gives them more money to like go over the cap. So David Clarkson, he's obviously not
some big
play
loophole,
for the Leafs.
You know.
And then of course there are RFAs or Marner.
Who will get signed
eventually.
Yeah, it'll happen. And I think that it'll be a relatively good deal for both sides. I think that's why they're taking so long. They don't want to just give them out, like, you know, a horrible DiPietro contract. Do you remember that one?
$10.5 million.
Yeah, for that goalie contract that was, like, for 30 years. But so my prediction for the Leafs this year, I think – that this offseason they didn't have a rebuild, obviously. They had a retool.
They had a retool.
I mean, you trade Kadri, who had been there forever. You lost Gardner, but you added Tyson Barrie. And I think that the Leafs needed that big right-handed defenseman. They needed that so bad. It was great. Are they going to sign him? No. He's going to play 1 year in Toronto and walk and go to
the
UFA market.
He's making less than $3 million because the Colorado retained salary, which is probably the biggest – take away from that trade.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay to do that. Colorado has just so much cap space, and it's only for 1 year, so it's not going to affect them too much. But in my opinion, I think the Leafs win the Stanley Cup.
And that is crazy.
It's crazy, yeah. But I predict them to win it last year, and I think Kerfoot is going to fill in great where Kadri played. Spezza, I mean, fourth line center, fourth line winger.
He would not be a bad fourth line center. Yeah. Though. He was making $7.5 million in Dallas.
Yeah. I mean, he's a solid guy.
Now I believe he's at league min.
Yeah.
People are bashing like Mike Babcock's going to overplay Spezza. He's still a good player.
Yeah. Cody Ceci. I mean, he's better than Zaitsev.
Yeah.
Another right-handed defenseman.
Less money. Yeah.
Yeah. Something the Leafs needed. Obviously, you traded Zaitsev, who was a right-handed defenseman, for another one. But I think the Leafs they got better this offseason. I think Freddie Anderson could just kill. Wasn't he a Vezina nominee last year?
No.
He wasn't?
No. It was Bishop, Leonard, and it was not Anderson.
It was Vasilevsky.
Vasilevsky.
Are you sure it wasn't Anderson? I thought he was, but he was definitely a top five goalie in the NHL. Yeah. Overall, top five. But, yeah, I think that the Leafs are just going to be considerably better this year.
I don't see them getting past Boston again. I don't. This is their year to win, though. They have absolutely nobody left on their decor after next year, aside from Morgan Riley, who's on a fantastic deal. They're putting all their money on their big forwards. William Nylander's paid too much. I don't care what people say. He's paid too much. So is Austin Matthews, and so is John Tavares.
I think Matthews gets exactly what I think Matthews is getting paid money he deserves.
Absolutely, but I just still think you cannot have over 9 to 11 million dollar contracts on your roster and want to be competitive. Mm-hmm. Freddie Anderson's on a great deal. Morgan Riley's on a great deal. But they still need a backup that's going to be good. They still need defense, but they do have it this year, which is why this is their year to win. I see where you're going with them winning the cup. I don't see them getting past Boston, though.
I think they get past Boston this year because, in my opinion, I think Boston finishes third, and I think Toronto finishes second. And so it'll go to Game 7 again, but it won't be played at TD Garden. It'll be played at the Scotiabank Arena. Is that what it's called now?
Yeah. I don't see Toronto doing it. I just don't. We were discussing this on the way over. Florida and Toronto are the only teams that win a playoff series in the salary cap era. I don't see it happening with the Leafs this year. I do want them to win. The Leafs fans are kind of obnoxious, but I respect the Toronto Maple Leafs enough for them to do well. I see them finishing top three in the Atlantic, but I don't see them getting past Boston. And I also think Mitch Marner's going to wait as long as possible, and Kyle Dubas is going to take a lot of slack for it. Mm-hmm. I think he's waiting until December.
Yeah.
I think he is.
I can see it. And I know it's probably a lot of people out there are just mind blown that I'm picking the Leafs. I mean, when I was doing my bracket, my girlfriend was next to me and she said, Toronto winning the cup. I'm like, yeah, I see it this year. I mean, I know everybody in the world just is like always making fun of how the Leafs can't win a playoff series. Mm-hmm. This is their year. They're going to do it this year. Like, I'm sure, you know, in June next year, we're going to be looking back at this and laughing about how the Leafs just, like, got swept in the first round. But I think as long as they can avoid injuries, they got the team. They're built to win the cup. Let's see it. Go Leafs, go.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I'm just kidding. I like the Penguins. But, like, hey, I want my prediction to be right. So go Leafs, go.
Moving on to one of your favorite teams and one of my favorite teams, the Carolina Hurricanes, which is kind of weird to see them this far up because we're organizing by cap space. Because they just signed a former Leaf, Jake Gardner, they have a lot of good defense.
They're going to have to ship out someone.
They have to ship out, and it's going to be Justin Falk, according to the rumors. Apparently, he's going to Anaheim. The rumors are wrong. He's actually going to Pittsburgh in exchange for Dominic Simone, straight up.
Yeah, I would love that.
But the additions for Carolina this offseason, Eric Halla, he was hurt like all last season mm-hmm. with Vegas. He's an underrated – that's what Carolina does. They pick up these underrated guys, Teuvo Teravainen and Nino Niederreiter, and they turn them into solid producers for them.
Oh, yeah. I remember when the Carolina Hurricanes a few years ago got Teuvo Teravainen, I was like, what are the Hawks thinking? Yeah. Like, they got rid of such a good player for, like, nothing. Carolina is my second favorite team, so I'm a little bit biased with them. I don't want to say that they're going to – I mean, I could see them going back to the Eastern Conference Finals. That's not what I predict. But they only got better. I mean, their team is just considerably better than last year.
There's with Carolina, it's they – with their history as a team, they've, like, only ever made the Eastern Conference Final or the Stanley Cup Final. And then they don't make the playoffs for, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
They made the Eastern Conference Final this year. Does that mean they're not going to make the playoffs for another 5, 10 years? They got better. like you said. They re-signed Aho. Other additions they added, James Reimer. Not the best goalie in the league.
Yeah, I mean, it'll either be him or Alex Nedeljkovic as the for the backup role.
They also have Peter Mrazek still there.
Yeah, and so Mrazek will probably be their starter.
Yeah.
And then they have the young guy, Alex Nedeljkovic, but I don't know if he's going to be ready for the backup role yet. He's probably one more year away from actually having him. And he's not even that big of a goalie prospect, but I think he was drafted pretty high. I don't think he was drafted in the first round, but it was like second or third.
And then, as we already said, they added Jake Gardner. They also added Ryan Dzingel, who's another player who's not the best player in the world, not superstar status, but Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, Dzingel, I mean, it's another guy that just makes you better. He was drafted in the second round, Alex Nedeljkovic, 37th overall in 2014.
Speaking of the draft, they also added Ryan Suzuki, who was their first-round pick. And then they got rid of Calvin DeHaan, who they're going to need to get rid of some defensemen, Calvin DeHaan.
Yeah, that contract last year they signed him to.
That was interesting.
Yeah, I would have rather taken DeHaan than Jack Johnson, though.
Yeah.
That was kind of like, okay, why didn't we take Calvin DeHaan?
They also got rid of two goalies, Scott Darling. They gave him to Florida. Florida bought him out.
Mm-hmm. They needed to get rid of that contract.
Oh, absolutely. They also got rid of Michael Ferland. Kind of a decent – he's probably the biggest loss on this list.
Third line grinder.
Yeah. Curtis McElhinney as well goes to Tampa. And Justin Williams retires, doesn't retire.
Kind of. So I would not be surprised if Justin Williams makes a return later this season. I could see him, you know, right before the Carolina Hurricanes make the or about to go to the playoffs, and they need that spark. And I think Justin Williams' comeback will be exactly what they need. And going back to who the Hurricanes drafted in the first round, I think Ryan Suzuki is a beast. I was disappointed the Penguins didn't take him.
Yeah, me too.
I think the Hurricanes got a steal of a player there, and I think he's going to be great for them at some point.
So your predictions for the Carolina Hurricanes this season?
They finish third in the Metropolitan Division. I kind of was thinking maybe second.
Behind us in Washington?
I have Penguins winning the first seed.
That'd be nice.
And I say I pick them every year to win the first seed. I don't know why, but the Capitals, I think them not having Kuznetsov for a bit is really going to affect them. And however, you also got Braden Holtby and Backstrom, who are going to be playing their hearts out for that, you know, big new contract. It'll be tough. Honestly, it could go any way for the first, second, and third seeds in the Metro. But right now, I'm going to say the Hurricanes finish third and the Caps finish second. And I say they lose in the second round to the Pittsburgh Penguins. I think they beat the Caps in the first round, and then they lose to the Penguins in the second.
You ready for my wild prediction?
Let me hear your wild prediction.
The Canes are going to the Stanley Cup Final. They're such a fun team to watch, and they just catch fire in the playoffs.
Oh, I would love it.
Every single year they go to. I think they're going to be a wild card team, though.
You don't think they're going
to
be a
Nope. I think they're going to catch fire and go, like, all the way to the Stanley Cup Final. I think it'll be the Islanders as a third seed. Penguins second, Washington first. They're going to the final. Mark my words. They're going to the final.
All right.
That's all I have to say about them.
I know you were – are we going to talk about who we pick in the West yet?
Next episode,
we'll hold off. Okay, so right now we're just saying who our Eastern team is going to be.
They're my Eastern Conference. I won't reveal my Stanley Cup pick yet, but
okay. So you got the Hurricanes in the East, and I got the Maple Leafs in the East as well.
Washington. So the Evgeny Kuznetsov thing is a big hurt to their team, but they still have Backstrom and Holtby, who are set to be UFAs. So they're going to be playing, like you said, their hearts off. Carl Hagelin also re-signs. They added Rakko Gudas, which is an interesting trade. I did not think Matt Niskanen was that bad to get a one-for-one, essentially.
I think it's Niskanen's contract also that kind of dragged his value down.
They also got rid of Brooks Orpik, who retired. Andrei Burakovsky, who they kind of just let go for nothing.
He was a guy that every single year they had to just sign to a one-year deal because he was always that pending RFA.
He just did not want – apparently they just did not want him there. Burakovsky had a lot of potential, and now he's going to Colorado.
That's the place to go right now if you're a young guy. They are just on the rise up.
Brett Connolly also goes to Florida, and then they also add Richard Panik, who's going to be the essential Brett Connolly replacement. And then they added Connor McMichael in the first round. I'm putting every first-round draft pick as an addition just because they could be notable.
Connor McMichael, I've heard nothing but good things about.
Yeah.
He scorched in for the London Knights last year. He was very good. I think the Caps got a good player and Connor McMichael. And also, when you hear Connor Mick, you think you're about to follow it up with David. But
Nope,
got Connor McMichael.
So, your predictions for Washington this upcoming season?
I say they finish second in the Metro and they lose to Carolina in the first round.
Okay. I have them getting first in the Metro. Ovechkin's going to win the Rocket again. Holtby and Backstrom were re-signed, but they're going to be out in round one or two. I don't know my exact bracket as of right now. Well, I said Islanders will be third, so they'd be up against a wild card team, probably Carolina. I could see them losing to Carolina.
Like last year.
Because I had them going to the final. It'll be an interesting season for Washington with the Kuznetsov thing. They're going to lose him for a while. But other than that, I don't see there's nothing too. They didn't make that many insane changes this offseason. A team that did make some big changes this offseason is Buffalo. They added a lot of under the radar type guys, but it's still going to be solid additions for them. Colin Miller and Marcus Johansson. Those are two good depth additions to this team, but they're third on they're fourth on our list. So that means they have less cap space now.
Yeah.
They also traded. This is an interesting trade. A 1-for-1 Alex Nylander for your Jokke Haru from Chicago.
That was such a good trade for the Buffalo Sabres.
For the Sabres, yeah. Such Jokke a good Haru trade. Jokke Haru played. Alex Nylander didn't in the NHL.
Yeah, Jokke Haru has so much potential, and he's already proven that he can compete. I don't know what the Blackhawks are thinking. So Alex Nylander, yeah, he has a lot of good potential and he could be good. But you know that Jokke Haru will be good and he's going to be a top four defenseman for you.
Yeah, we've already seen him in the NHL. Alex Nylander, it's time for him to make the NHL.
Yeah, you have no idea. I mean, you think he would be good. I actually saw him score a preseason goal last year, yeah. Penguins Sabres. I saw him score and it was a nice goal. But at the same time, I don't think this is a good trade for Chicago. Yes, Alex Nylander could end up being incredible, but...
That is the thing that Chicago has done. They've gotten random prospects, Dylan Strome, and
oh yeah,
they don't think are good
anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, I cannot wait to talk about the Blackhawks in our Western Conference
video. And they've turned them into scores for them. So that could be the case for Alex Nylander, but Jokke Haru is going to be good on the back end for Buffalo because they already have a bunch of good young defensemen. They have Dahlin, Ristolainen, who's probably getting moved, but another one that they added, Dylan Cousins, who kind of broke his hand but kind of didn't.
I like him.
He could make the league this year.
It would be very tough, but I could.
They have a lot of defensemen back there right now, but they're going to move out Ristolainen, and I can't see that not.
Oh, Ristolainen, and he's going to be gone.
Another first round draft pick that they added was Ryan Johnson. I don't even know what position he plays, but yeah. For the Sabres, they did make some steps. But we say this every year. I don't see the Sabres making the playoffs again. I just don't. Mm-hmm. I don't see Jack Eichel as a top center in the league yet. I think he has the potential to be one. I don't think he's worth the money he's being paid right now. He needs to lead this team. He needs to, like, if McDavid had, I'm not comparing him to McDavid, but if McDavid had what the Sabres team has right now, they would make the playoffs. Crosby had this play, even if Austin Matthews would have this team, they would make the playoffs. Eichel's not that level yet. I want him to be.
Maybe he could be this year.
I absolutely want him to be. I'll pick him in fantasy, whatever. I just don't see it happening.
Well, so I have in this right now, this very moment, I have the Sabres making the playoffs as a second wild card team. But are we talking about our full-on brackets next video, like after we discuss our Western predictions?
Yeah, we could do that, yeah.
All right, so I might make a few more tweaks because right now, spoiler alert for later with the Islanders, I have the Sabres making the playoffs of the Islanders, and maybe I need to think a little bit harder. I'm pretty much locked down on everything else, but the first two wildcard teams and the Islanders, I'm still debating. And I guess this takes us on to the Florida Panthers, who I have making the first wildcard slot.
Yeah, our next team, the Florida Panthers, their addition, Spencer Knight, good first-round draft pick. They did add Bobrovsky, though, but Spencer Knight's a goaltender. He'll be there in a couple years. Noah Lucharlie, Brett Connolly as depth forward acquisitions, both solid. They have their big guys up front. They just need some depth guys. Anton Strahlman, a little bit overpaid on the back end, but they need defense. And, of course, Sergei Bobrovsky. So they got rid of former Penguins Derek Brassard and Riley Sheahan. They got Scott Darling, who they promptly bought out, and they got rid of James Reimer. And then the sad news that Roberto Luongo forced retirement. Mm-hmm. Not forced retirement, but retires. That's kind of sad. But
yeah, I don't like to see Bobby Lugo.
I do for like the Florida Panthers. They needed to move on from him. But yeah, Florida Panthers, what do you think about this offseason?
I think they absolutely just made their team so much better. I think that their Achilles heel has always been their defense and their goaltending. Nothing against Roberto Luongo. I think he's a stellar goaltender, definitely going to the Hall of Fame. But I think that they needed a franchise goalie. And is Sergei Bobrovsky a franchise level? It's debatable, but he's definitely an insanely good goaltender. And Florida has always had a great offense. Their problem has never been scoring goals. And so it's not like they needed to add anyone. I mean, Achari and Connolly are their only offensive guys I see there. However, here's a questionable thing for me. So you just signed Bobrovsky to this super long deal, 7 years, 8 years?
Seven.
Yeah, I don't think, you can't sign to an 8-year deal. You signed to a 7-year deal. However, in the first round, you take the best goaltender in Spencer Knight. And so I'm wondering, goaltenders are never ready out of the gate. Like, never, ever. Even if you draft, like, Marc-Andre Fleury, they drafted him first overall, and he still wasn't ready, like, the very first night.
And he was an early, like, coming into the league.
Yeah, he still needed a few years to develop, and so that's what's going to happen with Spencer Knight. I think I saw on the contract for Bobrovsky that he has a no-movement clause for, like, 4 or 5 years, and then he can get traded. So I don't think it's the Panthers' intent to keep him for that long. I think because – I mean, you just drafted Spencer Knight, who has franchise-level potential of being a goalie.
They also have Sam Montembeault, who's their current backup, who's young. He's 22 years old, still on his ELC. I don't think they're going to trade Bobrovsky.
In 5 years, they could. I mean,
absolutely. We don't know what they're going to be like in 5 years, though.
Yeah. Let me see his contract details.
It runs past the 2026-2027 season, so.
Okay. He has a no-movement clause, though, until the 2024 season. Then after that, it's a modified no-trade clause. So for the final 2 years of the deal, that's when he can get traded. I can't see Spencer Knight waiting all the way until the end of that contract. I said, he's going to be good. He was definitely the best goaltender in the draft.
Or they could move out Spencer Knight in a trade deadline. Maybe Bobrovsky is exactly what they need. They're going to be – maybe they're challenging for – top three in the Atlantic, and they need to make a big Mark Stone-level trade and get a good guy at the trade deadline. You never know. Your predictions are they lose in the first round. I have them losing in the first round as well. Probably to Pittsburgh, Carolina, Washington, someone in the Metro, because I see them as a wild card team, and I see the Metro as the – I don't see Tampa not winning the Atlantic.
Yeah.
So moving on to another Metro team. The New York Rangers, do you want to come out and say that they have the best offseason?
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Yeah, they had the best. I mean, you added Panarin, you added Adam Fox, Jake Trouba, you got Kaapo Kakko, who is arguably better than Jack Hughes.
He'll have a better season. Jack Hughes will have a better career.
Yeah, and obviously you have on there, they also got Gregory McKegery.
Absolutely the best signing throughout the entire offseason. They win the Stanley Cup due to Greg McKegg coming to their team.
Conn Smythe winner.
Legendary Erie Otter, Greg McKegg.
Yeah, and then if you just look at what they gave up in the offseason, they gave up like nothing.
Give up anything to get Kakko.
Yeah.
The Trouba trade was a steal. It was Neil Pionk on a first. Neil Pionk re-signs.
And that first round pick that they sent to Winnipeg was the first round pick they got for Kevin Hayes.
So
basically nothing.
Yeah, basically nothing. And subtractions, they didn't trade Kevin Shattenkirk. They bought him out. And Jimmy Vesey, they kind of gave up for cap space to Buffalo. But, yeah, you're right. Panarin was a free agent. Adam Fox was pretty
Yeah, it's not like they had, but they didn't have to get rid of guys for cap mainly. I mean, obviously, Shattenkirk you buy out. And then Vesey had a somewhat successful career in New York. I mean, he's going to go to Buffalo, and he'll probably be on the top six.
Yeah.
So we'll see there.
With Connor Sheer. Trouba and Buchnevich both sign extensions, and this team's going to be good. I don't know if I have them making the playoffs, but they
I think you have too many teams making the playoffs.
I don't have them making the playoffs.
Yeah, I was going to say, from what I've been counting so far, that also mean there's some other teams on this list that you aren't going to have. So, I don't think the Rangers are going to make it.
I don't think they're going to challenge. They're definitely going to be it comes down to goaltending. Henrik Lundqvist is not Henrik Lundqvist in the 2012-20-whatever seasons.
Yeah, I don't think they make the playoffs. I don't think they really come close. But I think that this is a very important season for their young guys. I think that even though they aren't going to make it, it's not going to be like, I feel like even if they don't make the playoffs, which they won't, I don't think that everyone in the locker room is going to be like, well, that sucked. You know, like yeah. they're going to say, you know what, we got some important experience. And I think Panarin puts up like 40 goals.
The Panarin deal is a little too expensive, but they were obviously in a bidding war for him.
Yeah, you got to overpay sometimes for, you know, big, you know, you got to give up a lot to get a lot. And I think Panarin is just, he's worth it.
A team that did not do much this offseason aside from the Aho offer sheet, which was crazy, Montreal. They traded Andrew Shaw back to Chicago for three picks for some reason, even though Andrew Shaw
gave up some good cap space, though.
Yeah, even though he had a great season, they gave up Jordy Benn in free agency, and they got Cole Caulfield, which is a great pick in the draft.
Yeah, oh but other boy. Than that, I could talk about Cole Caulfield for a long time.
But other than that, they tried to offer sheet Sebastian Aho. That didn't work. The Montreal Canadiens, they didn't do anything to improve, and I don't see them making the playoffs now. They didn't make the playoffs by, what, a point last year?
Mm-hmm.
But the other teams got
better. I think the Atlantic is too competitive for them to be able to make it. I think that they got one of the greatest draft picks, one of the best draft steals you'll see in a while.
Yeah.
I mean, Cole Caulfield, he should have.
Alex DeBrincat level draft steal.
Yeah, I remember whenever watching the draft this year when the Flyers passed on Cole Caulfield, they traded up with the Coyotes.
And you thought they were going
to Or no, was it the Coyotes that switched with the Flyers? I can't remember.
Yeah.
I think it was the But
and the Coyotes moved up to get Victor Soderstrom? I don't remember.
Yeah, Soderstrom, I think. Yeah. And I was like, in the Coyotes, I was like, oh my God, this is genius. They're trading up. They need that big. This is before they got Kessel. I'm like, they need that big, you know, goal scorer, and they're trading up. They're going to get Cole Caulfield, and then they draft a defenseman. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
and
what
then,
are you doing?
And then I'm like, I'm laughing because the Flyers had a chance to – They traded down, so I'm like, they're not going to get Cole Caulfield now. And then they still had a chance to take him, and they went for Cam York. And they still didn't pick Cole Caulfield. I'm like, what are you guys doing?
The size thing.
I'm loving it. But
everyone's just
– DeBrincat is short.
He's too short. So was Johnny Gaudreau.
Yeah. The game is turning into – is so fast nowadays that size is not that important. And Cole Caulfield, an absolute steal for the Canadiens, and great pick. The Canadians, one of their biggest things is they've never been able to really score goals. Cole Caulfield will help them score goals. Not this year. He's a few years out, but
they could have a couple rookies come in. Ryan Poehling, I could see him coming in and having a big season. But a team that also has a bunch of good draft picks and good young guys in their organization, but a bunch of old guys still on the team, Detroit Red Wings.
Mm-hmm.
They added Mortiz Seider, weirdest – pick of the draft.
Yeah, that caught me out of nowhere, but I definitely like Seider. I think he's going to be a good defenseman. I think he's right-handed.
And then listen to these older names that they added. Patrick Nemeth, Calvin Pickard, who's journeyman backup goaltender, and Valtteri Fipula, who's on his second term with the team. They got rid of Nicholas Cronwall, but he retired. Jimmy Howard re-signs. What are they doing? They do this at, like, they just hand out large contracts to older guys.
Are those
guys.
Contracts though big to Filppula and Nemeth? I don't think they are. I mean, I haven't even seen those acquisitions, but I would have to think they're just 1 year deals.
Detroit has $4 million in cap space right now. The Nemeth deal is a 3 year, $3 million deal.
Like total or like 1 year per or $3 million?
$3 million average.
Oh my God.
And then the Valtteri Filppula signing was $3 million average. 3 years. What are they doing? Why are they signing these people?
Good. I mean, they're not going to be competitive.
Also listen to their RFA class next year. Anthony Mantha, Andreas Anthanasiou, Tyler Bertuzzi, and Madison Bowie. Those are all core players on this team. Evgeny Sveshnikov too, as well. What are you doing, Detroit?
Doing? They definitely didn't help themselves out. I guess if anything, they're not going to be competitive. I would not think in the next 3 years they're going to be ready. But still, it's not a good
idea. Next year, though, I was just messing around on Cap Friendly, doing some armchair GMs and getting yelled at in the comments by Detroit fans. But they're getting rid of a bunch of bad contracts. Well, not bad contracts, but older defensemen. Like, their average defenseman age is 29.1, which is kind of high. Mike Green will be... his $5 million-plus deal will be gone. Jonathan Erickson's $4 million-plus deal will be gone. Trevor Daley's $3 million-plus deal will be gone. So there's three of there.
They'll clear up the cap.
That's a lot of cap space. But they still have all those RFAs, I said. They do have Dylan Larkin on a good deal, $6.1 million. But I don't see this team going anywhere out of the bottom of the bottom five teams in the league.
Mm-hmm. I guess we do have to kind of speed it up a little bit. I didn't even notice how what time we're at. The Islanders.
New York Islanders, yeah. This is your boldest pick. You already kind of mentioned it.
I'm missing the playoffs.
Their additions, they really didn't do much in terms of adding. Derek Brassard, kind of a prove-yourself deal. Semyon Varlamov, their replacement to their subtractions. Robin Lehner and Valtteri Filppula, who we just mentioned. But they re-signed literally everyone, and they look like the entire what they were last year. Lee Everly, Bailey, Anthony Beauvillier, Josh Hosang, and your boy Tom Kunackle all re-sign. Barzal will be an RFA at the end of the year.
He is going to get paid.
I say they have a good year. They're not going to have as good of a year as they did last year. I still see them making the playoffs, first-round exit.
Yeah, I think it's more wishful thinking for me picking Buffalo to make the playoffs over them. If I really am going to finalize my bracket.
Which we'll do in another episode.
Yeah. I want to say the Islanders will probably make the playoffs over Buffalo. But
moving on to the Atlantic Division, to an Atlantic Division team, the Boston Bruins didn't really do much this offseason. They got Anola Charlie, Marcus Johansson. Danton Heinen re-signs. They still have to re-sign Brandon Carlo and Charlie McAvoy, especially with Char hurt, and they added a first-round pick, Joey Beecher, and then Brett Ritchie. So nothing to...
Yeah, they did nothing.
Nothing, yeah. They pretty much did nothing, but this team made the Stanley Cup final. So are they going back?
Nope.
No.
They're going to... I say they finish the third seed in the Atlantic and lose the Leafs.
You have them losing to the Leafs, which is crazy. I don't see them not beating
the
Leafs.
This is the year they lose to the Leafs.
Nope. This is the...
I just hate Boston so much. They're my second least favorite team, so I'm a little bit biased, but I still think it's funny
just to watch these. Like there's the St. Louis Chicago rivalry where St. Louis finally prevailed, the Washington Pittsburgh rivalry where Washington probably finally prevailed. I don't see Boston losing. I just don't. They still have a great young team. That first line that they have is super cheap, in terms of what they could be making.
Mm-hmm.
I see them making the playoffs, but I don't see them going as far as they did last year. Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay Lightning. Here we go.
Tampa Bay. Tampa sweep. Tampa, Braden Point needs signed. Tampa Bay signed Vasilevskiy to too much money, in my opinion.
But it's okay. I mean, he's still a stud. I mean, I think he's worth the money.
They drafted Nolan Foote. Solid pick.
His brother of Cal Foote.
Yes. And son of Adam Foote.
Yes. And so you got the Foote family.
They got Kevin Shattenkirk, who was bought out, but now they got him on a smaller deal. And Patrick Maroon, which is a nice ad, $900K.
I don't know why the Penguins didn't take that.
Why not, dude? That's a fantastic deal. They got rid of some bad contracts. Anton Strahlman walks in free agency. JT Miller, they fleece Vancouver on that deal. And then Ryan Callahan announced his sort of retirement, cannot play hockey anymore, and they ship him to Ottawa. They still have to re-sign Point. What do you think this team's going to do?
Okay. Braden Point, I think, is one of the most underrated guys in the NHL. Yeah. I think Braden Point does get re-signed.
He is better than Marner. He's better than Marner.
Yeah. I'm going to say it, yeah.
He's a center.
Yeah, that definitely helps. I think Braden Point is going to re-sign, and he's going to just absolutely dominate this season. And I think the Bolts are going to finish first in the NHL. They're going to win the President's Trophy again, but they're going to lose in the second round of the Leafs. Well, I'm gushing about the Maple Leafs, but I think the Lightning are going to have another fantastic season. Kucherov's not going to put up 128 points or however many he had again. He's not going to do that. But they're still going to be great. Braden Point, I remember in that predictions video, I had him scoring 50 goals this season. I could definitely see it.
I'm kind of laughing at your pick, but at the same time, I have them losing to Carolina.
In the second round or first?
Second round.
Second? Okay.
Or in the first? Wait, I don't know. I need to break down my bracket, but I have Carolina going to the Eastern Conference Final, and they need to come out of that side of the bracket.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tampa Bay needs to win a cup. The hockey guy was doing a pressure to win rankings, and I didn't even finish the video, but I knew Tampa Bay was going to be one.
Yeah.
There's so much pressure on this team to win a cup. They have to. New Jersey Devils. Second greatest offseason, in my opinion. Jack Hughes. Didn't give up anything to get him. First overall pick. Nikita Gusev. Barely gave up anything to get him. Wayne Simmons, free agent signing, great deal because it's a prove yourself 1 year contract. John Hayden, cool. And then PK Subban, who they finessed, they got out of Nashville for practically nothing. I think this is a phenomenal offseason. And I don't know, I'm not counting, but I have them making the playoffs. I do.
There's no room.
There isn't?
I think the Devils are too good, but because you got Pittsburgh making the playoffs, Washington, Carolina, Islanders.
Maybe not the Islanders. We'll have to go over this, but they made the playoffs without these players and a healthy Taylor Hall. They're going to have a healthy Taylor Hall this year,
mm-hmm.
who wants a big contract no matter where he goes.
Hey, I would love it. I love New Jersey. They're one of my favorite teams, and they're definitely top 10. I loved it when they made the playoffs that 1 year. And I picked them. I wanted them to beat Tampa so bad that year. I love Taylor Hall. He's a great guy. But I don't have New Jersey making the playoffs this year. I think Taylor Hall will resign, though. I think that Wayne Simmons will not. I think he'll probably play relatively well, and then he'll get a better contract somewhere else.
I don't think he'll, especially if they have to resign Hall.
Though. Yeah, so this is just a one-year deal for him. Big year, though. Jack Hughes and Gusev, both young guys. I think they'll have a relatively good
season. We're speaking about them later, which means they have a lot of cap space. So if they want to add, they can.
Yeah.
Especially for this year. I mean, they're not going to have this much cap space next year when they re-sign Hall.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I think Heischer might be an RFA, too. But this is why not? They made the playoffs with a healthy Taylor Hall. They're going to have a healthy Taylor Hall.
And a better team in
general.
And a
better defenseman. Goaltending is the biggest question mark, though.
Yeah, and if Palmieri can also kill it like he did last year.
Mackenzie Blackwood needs to be the starter. Corey Schneider's not a starter in the league anymore. That's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to a team that has absolutely no starters, no matter what position there is, Ottawa Senators. They added the remains of the Toronto Maple Leafs defense with Nikita Zaitsev. They also added Connor Brown, and they also added Ron Hainsey, who I don't have here for some reason. They also traded one for one Zach Smith for Artem Anisimov. Okay. And then they desperately got a first round draft selection of Lassie Thompson. We're going to go over this one quick. I have two words for my prediction: Alexis Lafreniere. They're going to get the first overall pick. Best case scenario for them. And they're going to draft Alexis Lafreniere with the first overall pick. Your predictions for Ottawa?
So right now I have Anaheim being the worst team in the NHL. If Anaheim does end up picking up Justin Falk, I would say Ottawa's probably my worst team. Because that'll be slightly better. That'll make Anaheim slightly better than Ottawa, in my opinion, if they have Justin Falk. It would just be so heartbreaking if Ottawa does finish last and they don't win the draft lottery.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of hilarious, but not going to do much. And I don't even feel like Ottawa has that many prospects.
They don't.
Which is
their
just
prospects
brutal
are
thing.
Playing right now.
Yeah, because here's – if you listen to what I was saying to –
Eric Brandstrom, though.
Yeah, he'll be great.
Yeah, that's great. Wait. Yeah.
Brandstrom,
yeah.
That's who
they got for Markstone, yeah.
Yeah. But here's what I say. So you know how for Detroit and for the Rangers and for the Devils, I said they're not going to make the playoffs, but it'll be an important year for their young guys.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that for Ottawa. I think they're going to be horrible, and they're going to be definitely top three worst teams
could
in the NHL.
Could be a bad season for their prospects.
Yeah, it could hurt their growth.
And then another team that we like to make fun of, the Philadelphia Flyers.
So mediocre.
Overpaid Kevin Hayes.
Ridiculous.
Speaking of, like, they didn't even have to trade for him.
Mm-hmm.
They traded, a fifth or sixth?
Yeah, just so they could have
just
first
so they
dibs
could,
at, you know, having negotiations.
First dibs to almost give him Sidney Crosby-level money. Matt Niskanen, also a bad contract now, past his prime.
Braun is nothing
Justin
great.
Justin Braun, why did they trade to get him? You're giving assets to get a mediocre defenseman. Mm-hmm. Also giving assets to get Tyler Pitlick. And then they did draft Cam York, but...
Cam York is solid. I was really hoping he would fall to Pittsburgh. When he was drafted by Philly, I was a little bit mad. But at the same time, I'm like, why didn't you draft Cole Caulfield?
They also have another... I mean, they got rid of Ryan Hartman. Adrian McDonald they bought out. That's actually a good move. And Rako Gudas they traded for Matt Niskanen. And another head-scratcher. Why are they re-signing Brian Elliott?
I don't know.
Carter Hart is going to be their starter.
He'll have a good season. I think Carter Hart will have a great season for the Flyers. That's the only reason why they aren't going to be like bottom feeders, in my opinion. And you also got really good offense in Philly. You got Giroux. You got Couturier.
Voracek is overrated.
He is overrated, but he can still put up points.
James Van Riemsdyk.
Yeah, who I was so hoping would have a horrible season just to laugh at that contract that he signed. But, I mean, he was solid.
They have bad contracts. Voracek's, like, over mm-hmm. $8 million. Vanderbilt's, like, $7 million. Hayes is now over $7 million. That's a lot of money.
But they still do have a lot of cap space.
Yeah, they're all the way at the bottom of this list.
Except for one other team.
They made a lot of bad moves, but did they at least re-sign their RFAs, right? No, they still have two names out there.
I do think these guys are close, though.
Travis Konecki and Ivan Provorov, big names, big players for this team. They have to sign these guys. What are they doing? They need to sign them.
And what are your predictions for the Flyers?
They're going to just mediocre at best. They're going to miss the playoffs.
Second worst team in the Metro for me. Yeah. I think they're only going to be a little bit better than last year, only for the fact that I think Carter Hart is going to just have another like solid season. I mean, he was great last year for what he played. And yeah, the Kevin Hayes contract does suck, but it's not like their team got worse for signing Kevin Hayes. Like, yeah, he'll still be good for them.
I mean, there's not much room to go up here because there's so many other better teams, like New Jersey and New York. They're not locked for the playoffs, but they're not going to move ahead of them.
I mean, I don't know if the Flyers finish worse or better than the Islanders and Rangers. It's just tough just because the Islanders or the Rangers and Devils have so many young guys. So we'll see. It'll be kind of a race between Philly, New Jersey, and New York.
And then our last team here, who I think we both have finishing last in the Metro, Columbus.
So tough for them.
Additions, Nyquist. So additions, Nyquist. That's it. That's it. They re-signed Ryan Murray and Jonas Korpisalo, and Werenski just got a bridge deal. But other than that, Ryan Dezingle, Matt Duchene, Sergei Bobrovsky, Artemi Panarin.
They lost everything. Yeah, they are going to be worse. They're going to be worse. I have a worst team in the NHL under my predictions, but I don't know what I was thinking when I wrote that. I probably meant worst team in the Metro. Yeah, that's definitely not. I definitely don't think that.
Here's my bold pick for the Columbus Blue Jackets this season. John Tortorella's fired. They're going to have a terrible season, and Tortorella's going to be sick of it, and he's going to get furious towards the media, furious towards his teammates, furious towards his coworkers, and he's going to get fired. With John Tortorella, he cannot stay on a team for long. He's a great coach. I don't like him. I never liked him because he's always been one of the Penguins' rivals. But he has never stayed with a team for a super long amount of time. And he's a journeyman coach. He's not going to stay with his team for another year, especially with what they lost. And I think they're going to lose Torts, and they're just going to start rebuilding. Because they lost up so much picks trying to get Bobrovsky or trying to get Duchene and Panarin or Duchene and Dezingle. This team's gonna be bad. Yeah. And not just for this year, for years down the road.
Yeah, they're screwed.
And Torts is gonna be out if not this year, next year
for sure. Soon.
They have to slowly rebuild. Because there's no way they're making the playoffs with this team.
Nope, they're not even gonna be not last.
Who's their first line center? Pierre-Luc Dubois? What?
Yeah, Dubois is solid, but outside their first line, center. Yeah. I mean,
who's their second line center? Brandon Dubinsky.
Nick Foligno is Foligno a center?
Foligno's a winger.
Yeah, I don't even.
Boone Jenner. Yeah, this isn't a team that's gonna make the playoffs. And then the last team that we didn't talk about. Because we breezed over them and we made a whole episode for them, the Pittsburgh Penguins. We already gave our prediction on the Penguins, but just to recap, your predictions for the Penguins, Levi.
First in the Metro, which might be a little bit over, zealous, but I think they're going to be very good this year. It's tough. I really want to take another little bit more time to reevaluate my bracket. I do have them going to the Eastern Conference Finals though, and losing to Toronto. However. I'll edit it a little bit. Predicting the Penguins going that far might be a little bit too much. They might be a little more realistic as a second round exit.
I have them I have them right around the same time. I'm past the point in my life where I'm like, Penguins are winning the Stanley Cup every year.
that was my brackets. I always pick the Penguins to win the Stanley Cup.
I always do a NHL.com bracket challenge. Penguins with the cup, other team.
Hey, I was right for 2 years.
Yeah, I was as well, but I don't see the Penguins winning the cup this year. No. Obviously, I want them to.
Me too. I would love that, but it's just not going to happen.
So I have them, as I said last episode, second, third round exit. Third round, hopefully. But yeah.
That would be nice.
It'll be an adjustment year. And we gotta do something with Sid and Gino before they retire.
Mm-hmm. One more Stanley Cup would be lovely.
Yeah, that would be phenomenal. Next episode is the Western Conference show, aside from Seattle, who we already talked about today.
Mm-hmm.
Where we'll go for Arizona, our boy Phil Kessel, and our boy Marc-Andre Fleury in Vegas.
Your boy Marc-Andre Fleury in Vegas.
Yeah,
he's not my boy.
No, not anymore.
Not anymore, no.
Thank you for tuning in. Our Eastern Conference prediction show. I am Owen Krebs.
I'm Levi Hutchison.
And we will see you next week. Be sure to follow Century Media, Steel City Films on YouTube, and Pittsburgh Sports Castle for all of your coverage on all things sports, specifically hockey. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.